So here we are, almost at the end of October. That means 10 months we began this study, 1st of January. We've surveyed or climbed or these mountain ranges or these mountain peaks of powerful biblical truths, principles, tools, how to be happy, how to be joyful. Today is a day that the Lord has made. Today, not even tomorrow, not yesterday, but today is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because He is delivering me, He's saving me. He is with me, I'm not alone. The psalmist writes, one day, Matthew says, don't even think about 2 days, because today has enough trouble of its own, evil. So, today, just one day, not 2 days. 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month, it'll sabotage you. It'll destroy today. It'll suck the life out of today. Just today. Let's just try to win today, one day at a time. And when things don't go right, don't go your way, well, Ephesians tells us to let it go before the end of the day. Don't hold on to your anger. Don't hold on to your wrath. Let it go. Find a way. And what we do here at Fellowship, it's not my right, it's my privilege. I lower my expectations. I let it go. Not because I necessarily even want to. I don't want to. I want my right. I want my expectation. I want my privilege. But life doesn't always happen that way. So what are we going to do? Can we let it go? Can we kill it before the end of the day? See? So you got three of those first truths all about days, one day at a time. You can see the emphasis in Scripture. And we lay that over on the Mark chapter 10, that regardless of what happens, we're really safe and significant forever. Our two fundamental needs in Scripture: I'm valuable and I'm safe. Christ died for me, I have value. No one can ever take that away from me, I'm safe. And then you put that with Philippians 4. What if you're worried about something? Well, he tells us to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. It's counterintuitive. Lord is near. Let your gentleness, let your calm, let your trust be evident to all. But if you are anxious, if you are worried, if you are concerned, with prayer and petition, supplication, go before the King of the universe with thanksgiving. Oh, King, thank you for these 4 billion things you've done in my life. I breathe, I live, I have life. I have a roof over my head. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And after all the thanksgiving, if there's something that's still bothering you, well, then lay out your tomato prayer. Do you want to cut a tomato with a sharp knife or a dull knife? I prefer a sharp knife. Then pray a sharp prayer. Lord, this is what I need. There's this dragon over in the next county, and he's kicking my tail. I got about 8 of those unresolved strands in my life right now. 8 major ones. Let me revise that. People were asking me today. I got 8 of them that I'm just kind of muddling through, praying through, waiting through. That's on top of about 50 or 100 minor ones. But 8 major ones. Okay, I can wait, Lord. I can pray. I can depend upon you. I can suffer. I can wait. But this is what I need on this one. This one I need on this one. And I spend time thinking about that. I spend time in my home church wrestling with some of these things, going, help me see. I don't see. I don't. Is there anything I can do? And some things I can. I can do little things today, and then some things. Today is just wait. Pray and wait. Anyway, which led to our last one, James chapter 1, one of your electives. Count it pure joy. Count it all joy when you do counter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Perseverance. I don't quit. I don't quit. I don't quit. Hoopo minnow. The minnow through the hula hoop. To stand under, to remain under, the Greek word there. It produces perseverance. And perseverance finishes its job to make me mature, complete, and perfect, a grown-up spiritual human being, able to handle many struggles and trials and temptations and I'm no longer a child, I'm growing up. And if I don't know what to do, he says, then ask for the wisdom. Ask from truth from heaven. And but got to believe that you're going to get it, because if you don't believe what you're going to get it, you're not going to get it. But if you believe, he gives it generously. Thank you for asking me. I've been waiting for you to ask me. Here's my wisdom. Here's my truth. Which led to this principle. So there you go. One day, today, rights and privileges, significance and safety, Philippians 4, James 1. Which then led to that really when you boil it all down, that joy is a process. It's not just something you ride the mountain up and ride it down. Everything's great, I'm happy, everything's sad, I'm down. No, it's a process of which I learned to ride those waves and deal with those difficult circumstances, including grieving the things that don't go my way. And we know that from Scripture, that weeping lasts the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, when that morning is, I'm not sure. Or when your night is finally over, metaphorically, I'm not sure. But we know that we will rise again. And we know there are stages to that. We've talked about that. This is what the world came up with when they looked at people and did studies. And then we overlaid John. We went to the ultimate grief to resurrection story, a grief to joy story, the grief to joy process story in the Gospel of John. And what we found out is that Jesus faced his fears when he was arrested in the garden. Who are you looking for? It's me. Well, then come get me. He faced the truth. If I've said something wrong, then why do you strike me? He took his blows 8 times. Pilate tries to defend him. And finally, Rome waves the flag and allows him to be crucified. And finally, hanging on the cross, he's thirsty and he gets some moisture in his mouth, and then he's finally able to say, it is finished, and he breathes his last. He dies. He accepts his loss. He accepts his death, his physical death here, and he dies. And then he waits. And as he's waiting, he's dishonored and honored. Soldiers, they can't break his bones. He's already dead. They don't need to asphyxiate him, so they pierce his side. And yet Scripture said that. In fact, that last song, remember, there's a fount. What did we just sing? Fountain filled with blood or whatever that washed my sins away. Huh? Nothing but the blood. Filled with blood. Yeah. Zechariah chapter 12. That there is this fountain. And so we embrace the cross. The blood flows over. We're forgiven for our sins. And we're given the Holy Spirit the water. We have the power and we have the authority of Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And so we wait. And finally, we rise again. So if I was looking at those again, I was thinking about that as we were worshiping today. Really, if you would break down the biblical stages of grief, and we really don't have the first one because the first one's prayer. He prayed in the garden. He prayed in John 17 before all this, high priestly prayer. We studied it back in June. It's really pray your loss, face your loss, endure your loss, accept your loss, and then wait. Wait for your healing. And finally, wait to be resurrected.